Okay, there's a lot of talk in the news lately about Facebook and how they're taking over the internet, and they have 400 million users. They've just become enormously popular, the amount of traffic they get and so forth, and nobody really knows for sure, but they seem to be making a lot of money as well. But I might point out that there have been other websites in the past that have gotten very popular very fast. MySpace, for example. Of course, Twitter is still on the upswing, growing rapidly. And then there's been a lot of similar sites that have come and gone. And they all have one thing in common. They don't own a lot of what I call internet real estate. They don't own a lot of tangible property on the internet. Now, some of them are trying to do so, but they were a little late to the game, and most of the good real estate is taken. So, for example, Facebook could own URLs like meetings.com, work.com. I mean, they could have some key internet real estate to tie in with what they're doing, and I think that they would have a much better chance of lasting a long time. Everybody can invent things to do on the internet. Well, not everybody, but there's always somebody working out there for a better mousetrap. And so the fact that Facebook has gotten big doesn't mean that somebody else can't come along and invent something even better and even more compelling and pull those people away. This has happened time and time again on the internet in just its brief history. So I think Facebook needs to look at some really tangible internet real estate. Real estate on the internet is no different than real estate in the real world. That is location, location, location. And with the internet, the location is the actual domain name. So, for example, if I was going to build a website about Frederick County, Maryland, I would want frederick.com. I would want frederickcounty.com, both to go to that website. And so it's very easy for people to go there and find the information. And then, of course, I have to make the website compelling, but you need the URL, the website address, in order to build a brand around that business that other people can't come and just duplicate by inventing some better software or better user experience or whatever. I mean, if they don't have that domain name, then they've got an uphill battle. Whereas Facebook is kind of playing on a level playing field with other people that come along if they don't own that valuable internet real estate. So just my two cents worth, and I think the Area Guides Network has been kind of a sleeper in this internet land grab, if you will. They've amassed a large number of domains that are mostly community related, and lately everything the talk is local on the internet. So I think the Area Guides Network, that's areaguides.com, is their parent URL, which I am affiliated with Area Guides, by the way. I think they've got the leg up long-term on the internet because of all the valuable internet real estate that they own. So, and they're not even on the radar screen of most pundits out there yet. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens between Google, Facebook, Apple, their player, of course, Microsoft, and the Area Guides Network. And you can learn more about all of the above if you follow me. Just go to craigship.com, craigship.com, and you can follow me. You can also learn a lot about technology if you watch Leo Laporte's Tech Network, and his main website address is twit.tv, twit.tv, and you can learn about all the shows that that he has during the week that talk about this sort of thing. This Week in Media especially is a great show if you want to keep up with the new media and what's going on with the internet. So exciting times that we live in. Again, follow me at craigship.com.